Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalind. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My name is Kevin Crenshaw. I was calling about a previous claim that I've already put in back in February. I've been for several months trying to contact someone, and I've called the number for a callback. I don't mean to elaborate on it, but over 30 or 40 times. And I'm unable to get any information concerning my claim. I was wondering if there was something you could do to help me today.
Okay, now I can't answer any questions concerning your claim. I put claims in, but I can't answer anything like concerning your claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the only thing I can take a look at is see if your claim is in. When did you do your claim? What day? Because it's February now.
Well, it was probably around the middle of February last year when I put the first initial claim in. I think I spoke with someone back in, I want to say probably April, and he told me that everything was still filed or whatever, that they were getting contact with me. Mm-hmm. I started trying back around, August of last year, and I haven't been able to get, the first person I've talked to has been you since then.
Okay, have you been doing like your weekly certification?
I did that all the way up until they discontinued it, until they stopped to where you couldn't even access it anymore.
Okay. And have you looked on your online portal? Did it not give you any updated information in your online portal?
I wasn't able to access the account. That's why I decided to call this number, because I tried to access it again and I was unable to get it. And I received some mail. I don't know when it came, but I just opened it on last week, the reason I was calling today. And it was concerning something about the card that they sent the funds on.
So you did receive a card?
No, it wasn't a card. It was just like a voucher telling you about the card, the Alabama 100, the card that they originally sent. The first time that I filed and they sent a card,
mm-hmm.
It was something about, the information that you could still use the card or what have you to, make purchases or what have you. But
okay, so... You never received the card, because you generally get, once you're approved for the funds is when they send you out the card. So if you...
Okay, like I said, I received the card several years ago, but, I filed for the PU unemployment, and I never got in contact with anybody concerning whether I was approved or disapproved.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the last person I talked to didn't say that I was denied or anything. I just
mm-hmm.
never would give me any further feedback. They told me to wait for a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and have you called that number lately? Because they would be able to.
No, ma'am, I haven't. I promise you, I have not. Yeah, I have not called that number. And
okay,
well, I guess I thought maybe it was going to leave me the same way. And then this morning, when the first attempt that I made, it said to hold the line, and that's when I got you. So I was hoping it got better now.
Yes, sir, and I totally understand, and unfortunately, the only thing that I can do is file a claim for you if you're unemployed. I can't give you any details to, why you wasn't funded or anything like that. I can file a claim for you if you're unemployed.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and you said that the best thing to do is go online and try and access the porthole or try that callback number again, go back, continue to go through that process that I've always been using.
Yes, sir. And if you would go on your web address, the labor.alabama.gov.
I'm gonna make sure I get this information one more time, and before we get off, let me say thank you for being this helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay, what was that? What was the website again?
Labor labor.alabama.gov.
.gov. Yeah, mm-hmm. labor.alabama.gov, right?
Uh-huh. You go on that website and put in, the information of what you want to do, check the status of your previous claim. You can do that. You probably need that four-digit PIN. Do you remember it?
No, I don't. I don't. And
okay,
that's
let me
thing I was unable to contact anybody because I don't have any of the information. And
okay, what's your social? Let me see if I can give you the PIN.
416
mm-hmm.
23 6553.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
It's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Crenshaw, C-R-E-N-S-H-A-W. The middle initial should be L as for Levette.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
9/19/1971.
And your maiden name?
I'm sorry?
Your maiden name. Your mother's maiden name. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Your mother's maiden name.
May Lane.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Just a moment for me. So you did a claim in February of last year in April, right?
No, the last time I spoke with someone was probably in April that told me that, you know what I mean, to just wait for a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Is what the guy actually said, just that they'll contact you.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any mail or anything concerned except for that letter, like I said, about a little voucher or something. I call it a voucher stating that, you know, the card was still good, that if you needed to use it or whatever, that it was, you know, usable, but they didn't say anything about any funds. And when I called the number to see if funds were there, it just told me the last time that they made a deposit to the account.
Okay.
Which was, I think, September, right, year before last. I think it's the last time that they loaded something on it.
Okay. One moment.
No problem. I have plenty of time.
Okay, when you try to log into the portal, or if you haven't tried to log in, is it asking for you to log in on the Apple, Google, or Microsoft, or you just didn't know the PIN to access?
Well, I didn't know the PIN, and I put it in several times, and it kept saying to try that. But I think it was like the one that was under, like, Android. I think it did ask a question or something to that extent. I think it may have.
Okay. To sign in. Okay, and if it does that, you're just signing in with your personal information, like whether it's Apple, Google, or Microsoft.
Okay.
If it's asking, yeah, you just sign in with your personal information.
I have no idea. Like I said, it's been a while since I even attempted. I just decided to try the phone call first this morning.
Uh-huh.
Once I got a little break.
And what's the last four of your social again for me?
I'm sorry?
The last four digits of your social.
6553.
Okay, so I'm going to provide you with a temporary pin.
Okay.
And it's going to be 5371.
5371.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and just use that to try to log into the portal. And it should give you some information on there, too, to try to, you know, see what's going on with your claim. If not, like I say, call that 1-800-361-4524 number. Try it again.
361, what was it? 361?
4524.
4524.
Uh-huh.
And that's an 88 or 800?
800.
Okay. Wow, I should know about hard by now. Yeah, and that's labor.alabama.gov.
Labor.alabama.gov. That's it.
Hey, and I really appreciate your time, young lady. Thank you.
You're welcome, okay? And is there any more questions for me?
That'll be it, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much, and you as well, okay? Take care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now.